Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
But for now, I take comfort in the fact as we speak, Kobe and Gigi are holding hands, walking to the nearest basketball court. Kobe, you're heaven's MVP. I love you, my man, till we meet again. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Tough day yesterday if you were watching the Kobe Bryant memorial service. Oh my goodness, just filled with emotion. That was Shaquille O'Neal. Kobe's widow Vanessa also spoke. We're gonna let you hear a little bit of that coming up as well. Vanessa, by the way, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the helicopter company responsible for that crash. Vanessa is accusing Island Express Helicopters and the pilot of negligence in the crash that killed Kobe and Gianna, as well as the other nine passengers. She's asking for economic, punitive, and other damages. The other big story that came out of yesterday was that Harvey Weinstein was convicted of one count of criminal sexual act and one count of rape in the third degree. New York County District Attorney Cyrus Vance.
Harvey Weinstein has finally been held accountable for crimes he committed. The women who came forward courageously and at great risk made that happen. Weinstein is a vicious, serial sexual predator who used his power to threaten, assault, trick, humiliate, and silence his victims.
So this is going to get you. Bill Cosby weighed in on this. Yeah. So yesterday he tweeted, Bill Cosby tweeted, there's no way you would have anyone believe that Mr. Weinstein was going to receive a fair and impartial trial. Also, this judge showed that he wanted a conviction by sending the jurors back to deliberate after they were hung on many of the counts. This is Bill Cosby tweeting. Here's the question that should haunt all Americans, especially wealthy and famous men. Where do we go in this country to find fairness and impartiality in the judicial system? And where do we go in this country to find due process? I don't even think I can comment on that without getting thrown off the air. So there's Bill Cosby for you. And in some kind of silly, ridiculous news, just to kind of turn this up a little bit. Michael Lohan's ex-wife. So Michael Lohan, of course, the father of Lindsay Lohan. His ex-wives, Kate Major and Dina Lohan, are now living together. What? Dina says that she's protecting Kate and being a mother to her. So can you imagine your two ex-wives living in the same house? That guy's got it coming. Like, nothing good is happening for Michael Lohan right now if his two ex-wives are actually not just joining forces, but living together. That's crazy sauce.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
It feels like one piece of this terrible ordeal for so many women, so many people involved, is at least in one aspect put to rest. So it feels like a victory. It feels like justice is served.
That's Larissa Gomez, one of Harvey Weinstein's accusers after yesterday's verdict. Weinstein was convicted of one count of a criminal sexual act and one count of rape in the third degree. He was taken to a hospital for chest pains after the verdict. Weinstein faces 29 years in prison. Of course, he plans to appeal. Yesterday was definitely one full of tissues for fans of Kobe Bryant. 20,000 friends, family, and fans filled the Staples Center to pay tribute to Kobe and his daughter Gianna. Now, while everyone's speeches were super emotional, you know, obviously, I think Vanessa is probably the one that created the most tears.
Kobe was the MVP of girl dads. He never left the toilet seat up. He always told the girls how beautiful and smart they are. He taught them how to be brave and how to keep pushing forward when things get tough.
But that's not all. That's not where she ended. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of emotional stuff that went on in her eulogy to Kobe, but she did tell this really cute story.
And when Kobe retired from the NBA, he took over dropping off and picking up our girls from school since I was at home pregnant with Bianca and just recently home nursing Capri. He was late, one time, and we most definitely let him know that I was never late. So we showed up 1 hour and 20 minutes early after that.
And I think that pretty much sums up just about what everybody was saying about Kobe Bryant and what an amazing guy he was. So listen, today is Mardi Gras. It is Fat Tuesday, Fosh Not Day. However you decide to celebrate, it will be done excessively, as it should be, right? Because tomorrow is the first day of Lent. So Jordan Davis, one of our favorite guys, you know him from this song.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby.
So he's from Shreveport, Louisiana, and he has been to a Mardi Gras a time or two in his life, and he's got some advice for you.
I have a lot of advice on Mardi Gras. My main piece of advice is everybody needs to experience New Orleans once. Other piece, just pace yourself. It is a pretty much a month-long party, so just pace yourself. Try to stay hydrated that's not alcohol. You have a blast and catch a bunch of beads.
There you go. Get those beads. Today's X-Files are brought to you by Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
It feels like one piece of this terrible ordeal for so many women, so many people involved, is at least in one aspect put to rest. So it feels like a victory. Feels like justice is served.
That's Larissa Gomez, one of Harvey Weinstein's accusers after yesterday's verdict. Weinstein was convicted of one count of a criminal sexual act and one count of rape in the third degree. He was taken to a hospital for chest pains after the verdict. Weinstein faces 29 years in prison. Of course, he plans to appeal. Yesterday was definitely one full of tissues for fans of Kobe Bryant. 20,000 friends, family, and fans filled the Staples Center to pay tribute to Kobe and his daughter Gianna. Now, while everyone's speeches were super emotional, you know, obviously, I think Vanessa is probably the one that created the most tears.
Kobe was the MVP of Girl Dads. He never left the toilet seat up. He always told the girls how beautiful and smart they are. He taught them how to be brave and how to keep pushing forward when things get tough.
But that's not all. That's not where she ended. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of emotional stuff that went on in her eulogy to Kobe, but she did tell this really cute story.
And when Kobe retired from the NBA, he took over dropping off and picking up our girls from school since I was at home pregnant with Bianca and just recently home nursing Capri. He was late one time, and we most definitely let him know that I was never late. So we showed up 1 hour and 20 minutes early after that.
And I think that pretty much sums up just about what everybody was saying about Kobe Bryant and what an amazing guy he was. So listen, today is Mardi Gras. It is Fat Tuesday, Fosh Not Day. However you decide to celebrate, it will be done excessively, as it should be, right? Because tomorrow is the first day of Lent. So Jordan Davis, one of our favorite guys, you know him from this song.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby.
So he's from Shreveport, Louisiana, and he has been to a Mardi Gras a time or two in his life, and he's got some advice for you.
I have a lot of advice on Mardi Gras. My main piece of advice is everybody needs to experience New Orleans once. Other piece, just pace yourself. It is a pretty much a month-long party, so just pace yourself. Try to stay hydrated that's not alcohol. You have a blast and catch a bunch of beads.
There you go. Get those beads. Today's X-Files are brought to you by Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
But for now, I take comfort in the fact as we speak, Kobe and Gigi are holding hands, walking to the nearest basketball court. Kobe, you're heaven's MVP. I love you, my man. till we meet again. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Shaquille O'Neal at yesterday's memorial for Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. It was an emotional time. Michael Jordan, NBA legend Michael Jordan, spoke at the memorial service yesterday saying that Kobe, his accomplishments left nothing in the tank. He left everything on the court. Vanessa Bryant, I mean, just, I don't even know. I can't even imagine how she was able to get through it. She was just beautiful and so strong up there speaking in front of everyone. Vanessa, by the way, Kobe's widow, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the helicopter company responsible for his death. Vanessa is accusing Island Express Helicopters and the pilot of negligence in the crash that killed Kobe and Gianna. She's asking for economic, punitive, and other damages. I guess she's saying that Island Express should have known that the pilot had previously been cited by the FAA for violating visual flight rules. So remember, the day that that happened, the day that the crash happened, it was really, really foggy. And everybody said you could barely see anything at all. So if this guy was already in trouble for that, Vanessa says that Island Express is responsible because they did not equip their helicopters with the terrain warning systems as well. So we'll keep an eye on that story. And the other big news from yesterday is that Harvey Weinstein was convicted of one count of criminal sexual act and one count of rape in the third degree. This is New York County District Attorney Cyrus Vance.
Harvey Weinstein has finally been held accountable for crimes he committed. The women who came forward courageously and at great risk made that happen. Weinstein is a vicious serial sexual predator who used his power to threaten, assault, trick, humiliate, and silence his victims.
So Weinstein actually ended up going to the hospital following his guilty verdict because he was suffering from chest pains. I'll bet, buddy. Now he's facing 29 years in prison. Of course, he plans to appeal. But, you know, here's the twist in all this. Bill Cosby decided to tweet yesterday, and only as Bill Cosby could. He says, quote, "There's no way that you would have anyone believe that Mr. Weinstein was going to receive a fair and impartial trial. Also, this judge showed that he wanted a conviction by sending the jurors back to deliberate after they were hung on many of the counts." Bill Cosby goes on. "Here's the question that should haunt all Americans, especially wealthy and famous men. Where do we go in this country to find fairness and impartiality in the judicial system? And where do we go in this country to find due process?" I'm not sure it's really the country that you're headed to, Mr. Cosby.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.
And the X-Files are brought to you by the KGL Skin Study Center in Broomall, seeking paid volunteers for the acne study.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.